Good morning and welcome to the Neff Nugget, where I'll give you one tip that will inspire you to act and motivate you to move. And I am your host, Nefertira Fonde. I'm a sales coach. I'm a Christian sales coach. That is very important in my life, so I have to put that out there. Nothing against any other belief systems, but I have to let you know what mine is. So I am a Christian sales coach for online CEOs who are building their business and they're looking for a better strategy to turn their leads into clients. Generally, your problem is you have you don't like selling, or you're getting the leads, but you're having an entire time converting them. You even may have thought if you create it that people would automatically buy it. I truly believe that you deserve a business bank account that reflects all the countless sacrifices you've made, the sleepless nights, and all the things that you've given up to build the life and business of your dreams. So we together work together to help you talk and write about your business, your products, your services, so that you can sell with confidence and make more money. And I like to say, make more coins. So I hope you get clear, get confident, and get these coins when it comes to your business. And today we're going to keep on with the series about you hating sales and what to do about it. So today this is part three, and we're going to kind of discuss what the other thing that it is that's preventing you from liking sales and what you can do about it. Generally, it's because you're not truly understanding or articulating what your value proposition is for your business. And what I mean by that is it should be a statement, something that summarizes why we should choose your product, your service over them, over the others, over your competitor. What makes it stand out? What makes it different? Like I said, if you know the answer to that, then no matter what questions come up when you're talking and you're having a sales conversation with a potential client, you can confidently answer those questions because you understand what difference your product, your service makes in somebody's life, health, wealth, whatever area that you particularly work with your clients and customers. So knowing your value proposition, before we talk about knowing, it's about the customer, and it is definitely about the customer, but because you want them to choose you over others, you got to understand and know why your service stands out. What do you bring to the table that's different than other people? If you know that, then you can go into your sales conversations definitely more confident. Eliminate some of the fear of rejection because you have those answers to those questions. You know what makes your particular product or service stand out. So my tip for you today would definitely be to recognize what your value proposition is. Be prepared for your sales conversation. Even if you have to create a script for yourself, be prepared for those conversations. Know what your value proposition is and be able to answer what your frequently asked questions are. If you've been doing it for a number of times, you get the same questions over and over again. So just be prepared. Have an answer prepared for those questions that generally come up so that when those questions come up in your sales conversation, you're not thrown off guard and you can answer them confidently. So another reason you may hate sales and what to do about it is that you don't know your value proposition. You don't know what makes your product or service stand out from the competitors. So I want you to, your act for today is to get to know that, like the back of your hand, know what your value proposition is. Be prepared for your sales conversation, even if that means you have to create a script. Also, know the answers to the frequently asked questions that people normally ask about your product or service, so that when those questions populate or come up in your sales conversations, you can answer them. So that is your one tip today that will inspire you to act and motivate you to move. I believe truly that your bank account should reflect all the sacrifices and all the countless things that you've done to build this business. So let's make it happen. Let's get out here and make those coins. Now go get it. Take care. Till the next time. Bye and God bless.